From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Federal officials say new Ebola screenings at U.S. airports will add an extra layer of protection against the virus that's killed more than 4,000 people around the world. The screening started at JFK Airport in New York today. Officials are taking the temperature of passengers traveling from three West African countries hard hit by Ebola using a no-touch thermometer. Noah Iyeke traveled from Nigeria through JFK.
Got here, nobody stopped me to check my temperature, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. But then we were screened in Abuja, yeah, before we actually started coming.
Four other airports, Atlanta, Chicago, Washington, Dulles, and Newark, will start the screening this week. Meanwhile, the head of the International Monetary Fund says the international community is pledging financial support to those West African countries at the heart of the Ebola outbreak.
The IMF went really very quickly out of its way to put in place a facility for the three countries of $130 million that were made available very quickly so that they could have the benefit of budgetary support.
Christine Lagarde says the world needs to help countries hit by Ebola and not isolate them. The U.S. government has renewed a worldwide alert for Americans traveling abroad. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the State Department is warning that attacks on Americans are more likely with U.S. military action in Iraq and Syria.
Officially, the State Department calls this a worldwide caution for travelers. It's an update to a similar warning issued last April. With military strikes from the U.S. and its allies on the group calling itself Islamic State, the alert says there's a heightened risk of reprisal attacks on Americans. The warning also mentions the growing threat of kidnappings by terrorist groups raising money through ransom payments. While the government warning is meant for the entire globe, it highlights the Middle East, North Africa, Europe, and Asia. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
In Iraq, at least 38 people are dead in car bombs this weekend in Baghdad. Dozens more were wounded in the attacks that mainly targeted Shiite areas. The BBC's Marcus Erbo has more.
The first suicide bomber targeted a police checkpoint in western Baghdad, killing at least 10 people, including several policemen. A second bomb exploded in a busy high street in the Shuala neighborhood, then a third close by. It is not known who is responsible for the violence, and there have been repeated attacks in Baghdad even before Islamic State forces began their takeover of large parts of Iraq. Officials have now said the government's grip on the western province of Anbar is tenuous.
The BBC's Marcus Erbus reporting. The U.S.-led coalition has launched more airstrikes against the so-called Islamic State militants in Iraq. The U.S. conducting six more airstrikes against ISIS targets also in the embattled Syrian city of Kobani. The Pentagon says the strikes hit the group's fighting position, damaging a command and control facility along with two trucks. This is NPR News. A national civil rights group is suing Georgia's Secretary of State, claiming that more than 40,000 voter registration forms are unaccounted for and that most were filled out by minorities. From Atlanta, Susanna Capoletto reports.
The National Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights wants to know why nearly half of new voters who signed up during a registration drive backed by Democrats are not yet showing up on the state's voter rolls. The lawsuit names five counties and the Republican Secretary of State. It says that 86,000 registered during the drive and that the majority of them were young people of color. Secretary of State Brian Kemp's office told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that any lawsuit would be frivolous and that Georgia is following election laws. Kemp's office is also investigating the Democratic-backed group for potential voter fraud. Early voting in Georgia begins Monday, and the election includes a hotly contested race for governor and a U.S. Senate seat. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capoluto in Atlanta.
In Game 2 of the Best of 7 American League Championship Series, the Kansas City Royals down the Baltimore Orioles. Joel McCord from member station WYPR in Baltimore was at the game.
The Kansas City Royals won this one 6-4 to go up 2-0 in this championship series. The game is fairly tightly played through most of it. They tied at 4 in the 5th, and then in the top of the 9th, Kansas City finally broke through for 2 runs, and the Orioles did nothing in the bottom of the 9th.
That's the second game the Royals won as both teams try for a spot in the World Series.